From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. In Israel, Trump slams Iran. U.S. President Donald Trump assailed Iranian aggression and military ambitions as he arrived in Israel today on his first visit to the Jewish state as the American leader. As he headed into a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Trump attacked the administration of former U.S. President Barack Obama for agreeing to the 2015 international deal restraining Iran's nuclear weapons program in exchange for lifting economic sanctions against Tehran.
We gave them a lifeline, and we not only gave them a lifeline, we gave them wealth and prosperity. And we also gave them an ability to continue with terror.
Earlier in the day, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson talked about the potential for peace talks between the Israelis and the Palestinians.
So I think the president has indicated he's willing to put his own personal efforts into this. If the Israelis and the Palestinian leadership are ready to be serious about engaging as well.
Trump also took the occasion to deny that when he was meeting with top Russian diplomats in Washington earlier this month, he had unmasked Israel as the United States' clandestine source for highly classified information about potential Islamic State airplane terrorist attack. President Trump touched the Western Wall in Jerusalem on Monday. Now, it's the first visit at the Jewish holy site by a serving American leader and one that is steeped in the century-old conflicts of the Middle East. Trump, a Christian, wearing a black yarmulke, walked alone to the massive stone wall after hearing a brief history of the holiest site in Judaism. He placed his right hand on the wall for about 30 seconds. This